Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
My name is Eric Offner. The name of this program is Eric's Sounds of Jazz, and the theme song, which you hear at the beginning, at the end of every one of my shows, is Sidney Bechet's Blue Horizon. Today is the first of two shows on the subject integrated recordings. I don't think many people are aware that in the studios, integrated recordings were done starting with the year 1923 by some of the greatest artists ever in New Orleans jazz. I'd like to mention that Bill Moore, as a trumpeter in 1923, joined an otherwise Caucasian band. And in 1923, the great Jelly Roll Morton had the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, who were also integrated or interracial. Now let's listen to some music. Why not start off with Louis Armstrong? Louis Armstrong, on March 5, 1929, had Jack Teagarden join him, obviously on trombone, Happy Caldwell on tenor, Joe Sullivan, the great piano man, and Eddie Lang with Kaiser Marshall on drums. That band was up drinking all night long, and at 8 a.m. in the morning, they recorded the most appropriate title, Knocking a Jug.
Thank you.
That initial recording in the 20s led to a lifelong association between the great Louis Armstrong and also the great Jack Teagarden. They played together, they sang together, and I've heard them together in the late 40s where they performed. Did you know it originated way back in 1929? Well, on the theme of today, I'd like to play Eddie Lang, the guitarist, having recorded with a number of African-American artists. The first one is with Lonnie Johnson. No one in the blues field is more famous as originating the beginning of the blues on guitar as Lonnie Johnson, who recorded on November 17, 1928, "Have to Change Keys to Play These Blues." I repeat, featuring Lonnie Johnson, Eddie Lang takes one chorus.
Found the best that ever was. Here's some. some other things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handy man. He threads my needle, greens my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handy man. Don't care if you believe or not, he's good to have around. When my furnace gets too hot, he turned my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. I like the way he whips my cream. My man is such a handyman. He flaps my flapjack, cleans off my table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man is such a handyman. Sometimes he's up before they're done, busy working on my lawn. My man is such a handyman. Never has a thing to say when he's working hard. Wish that you could see the way he handled my front yard. My eyes don't seem to melt away. I get a fresh piece every day. My man is such a
I'm wild.
cry a while about that thing. Loving is the thing I crave. For your love I'd be your slave. You gotta give me some. Yes, give me some. Can't you hear me pleading? You gotta give me some. Said Miss Jones to old Butcher Pete, I want a piece of your good old meat. You gotta give me some. Oh, give me some. I crave your round steak. You gotta give me some. Sweetest candy in a candy shop is just your sweet, sweet lollipop. You gotta give me some. Please give me some. I love all day suckers. You gotta give me some.
Meet. I can't do without my
in open clams. No one else can touch my hands. I can't do without my kitchen man. When I eat his donuts, all I leave is a hole. Anytime he wants to, why, he can use my sugar bowl. Oh, his bologna's really worth a try. Never fails to satisfy. I can't do without my kitchen man.
The four numbers you've just heard show Eddie Lang with two well-known blues singers, Victoria Spivey with Giants King Oliver, Omar Simeon, and Clarence Williams on My Handyman, September 12, 1928, with Bessie Smith. The band included Clarence Williams on piano, and of course the aforementioned Eddie Lang, and on May 8, 1929, they recorded I'm Wild About That Thing, You've Gotta Give Me Some, and Kitchen Man. The lyrics are quite understandable, and I hope you had a lot of fun listening to these double entendre recordings. My name is Eric Offner. We're doing Eric's Sounds of Jazz. The name of the program is Showing You Integrated Jazz Music Starting in the 20s. And our featured artist for the next two numbers is Fats Waller and his buddies, with Charlie Gaines on trumpet, Charlie Irvis on trombone, Arvel Harris on reeds, Fats Waller on piano, and yes, Eddie Condon. Eddie Condon, recorded in New York City on March 1, 1929. The two numbers, the minor drag, first, and Harlem Fuss, second. Why did I say which is first and second? Because this label inadvertently reversed the titles of the songs. So what is the minor drag is actually Harlem Fuss, and what is Harlem Fuss is actually the minor drag. Thank you. Continue with Fats Waller, and here we have an example of a fully integrated, fairly large band with Henry Red Allen on trumpet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Albert Nicholas and Otto Hardwick on alto sax, Larry Binion on tenor, Fats, of course, is on piano, Eddie Condon again on banjo, Al Morgan on bass, and the famous Gene Krupa on drums, recorded on September 30, 1929, and the vocals are by the Four Wanderers. Looking good, but feeling bad.
Thank you. winter's a killing man, I'm grieving over you.
Just heard Ridin' But Walkin', and this band recorded on December 18, 1929, and it really is a large integrated band with Red Allen and Leonard Davis on trumpet, Jack Teagarden with J.C. Higginbottom on trombone, Albert Nicholas and Charlie Holmes on clarinet and alto, and I'll abbreviate Binion on tenor, Waller on piano, Will Johnson on banjo, Pops Foster on bass, and Kaiser Marshall on drums. Here's another session with Fats Waller as a guest and what for me is an all-star band. Muggsy Spanier, George Brunas, Benny Goodman. Fats on piano and his voice is, of course, immediately recognizable. And one of the tunes is one of his compositions, I'm Crazy About My Baby and My Baby's Crazy About You, followed by Dallas Blues and the famous Royal Garden Blues, March 1931.
Dallas Blues, the Main Street Party Scene. Buzzing round my head like a swarm of honeybees.
Everybody have it? Yes, sir.
We now move to Red McKenzie's band, 1929. What wonderful musicians appear on this one, including the first Hawkins solo of a ballad. And in addition to the Bean, Coleman Hawkins, we've got Glenn Miller, P.B. Russell, and of course Red Mackenzie plays a tissue paper on a comb. Quite a sight. There are still some guys who do that today.
Thank you.
This is Eric Offner. I'm signing off. I was very proud, with the help of Mr. Rausch, to put together an integrated recording at the studio session. It has some significance to those of us, like myself, who were in the human rights movement. I'm proud that I could play integrated bands at a time when that was not exactly popular. This is Eric's Sounds of Jazz, and I'll catch you the next time.